The best daily deal in Chicago, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The trailer for the new Star Wars movie hits the airwaves tonight during Monday Night Football, and we're joined by Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv, based in Seattle, Washington. Tom, welcome back to the program. Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, opens on December 20th. The last trailer out tonight, and then your chance to buy tickets comes immediately after that trailer is released. So once again, if the Disney marketing Death Star is about to become fully operational.
Yeah, that is true. And what's always funny to somebody in television is when they push the trigger on that Death Star, it's a Grass Valley switcher. So we kind of enjoy that.
I get that joke.
Yeah, folks like us in the media. So yeah, you know, Monday Night Football, here comes something like 13 million viewers. That's what they had for Lions-Packers last week. We'll see what they do this week. But these live sports events are one of the few chances you have to aggregate a massive national audience. And this trailer, it'll be interesting to see if this trailer is for Star Wars nerds who know all about this and the fact that this is Episode 9, or if it's tuned more to non-Star Wars people to try to tie them into the franchise. I'm going to be very interested to see it and to see how that's weighted.
This is Episode 9 of the original Star Wars saga that began with Episode 4 back in 1977. They picked it up with the prequels in 1999, and then the final three episodes started in 2015. Now, Disney has tried to branch out with Rogue One and Solo, a Star Wars story, but they have not been as successful as the original Star Wars storyline. So what happens after Episode 9 hits streaming services sometime next year?
Yeah, so that's a big question. And, you know, are they going to, if you had an ATM spitting out $100 bills in your basement, would you pull the plug on it? Probably not. Yes, this is Episode 9 of the original series. And, you know, there's always a nerd battle about which order you're supposed to watch them. I vote in favor of 1 through 9 to see it chronologically according to the saga's timeline. But you'll be bouncing a little bit, bouncing around in real time, as you mentioned there before. But after this, you know, the sequels haven't been awesome, but there's still plenty of gas in that tank. And Bob Iger told Bloomberg that there are more movies in development. There's going to be a pause, and those movies really are going to be done. There's a multi-project series that's been greenlighted, apparently, or at least is in production or in pre-production with the showrunners that brought us Game of Thrones, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. So there are plans in the works. Again, that ATM is still working. There's a long tail. They don't all have to be hits, and we'll see how it goes.
Very quickly, Tom, can you name another piece of intellectual property that everyone can seem to agree on in the way that we all love Star Wars?
No, I think it's, you know, unique, and the fact that it spans so many decades and so many generations. You know, your kids' kids are just as into it as you were, and you're just as into it as the folks who read the original books were. So it's an amazing franchise, and I don't think we're going to see it come to an end anytime soon.
So the Star Wars Episode 9 trailer tonight on Monday Night Football.